Hello, hello. It's I again, your host with the most, Anthony Brown. Anthony Brown. It's me. If you don't know who I am, I hope you watch episode zero. It was like 14 minutes of your life that you're going to enjoy hearing my voice, hearing me talk to you about different things, you know, introducing myself. But yeah, so this time around, we actually have a theme for episode. And I know probably episode zero, I promised, you know, people would be on. But if you didn't watch episode zero, then disregard that. But change of plan. So now you're just going to hear me talk. So today's episode is something a little bit different. Something that we all been dealing with and something that we all can relate to with, you know, the pandemic, politics, you know, just general life in general, right? So I've been hearing a lot of people talk about, you know, post-depression from being in quarantine, people just not in the right mental spot, right? So I did some research, me and the team, we did some research, we listened to stories, we interviewed people, those are all fibs. There's no team. It's just me. And by stories, my mother told me a story that a lady her job. But I've looked up some things that can kind of help with depression a little bit. And that can help you with this whole being isolated from people and, you know, safety precautions and stuff that we're supposed to be taking. I know that a lot of us don't take, but we should be taking. So, let's just get right into it, right? So the first thing that can kind of help you with dealing with being, let's say, in the household, let's say being stuck in the house or you're doing online schooling. Sometimes it's nice to just kind of step outside for a little bit, just a little bit, you know, get back to the grindstone if you need to. But take a long break, you know, breathe, take in some fresh air, breathe, walk around the block. You know, get you a snack. Do something to kind of give your mind a 30 minutes of, not even 30 minutes, just a minute of peace. You know, give your mind to go numb and kind of relax. And then when you go back at it, you'll probably notice that, hey, there's a different path that I could take than the one I'm taking with this project or with this assignment or whatever you're going through right now. So that's just one thing. Let's say you're not doing something school related. You're doing job related. So let's say you're in a cubicle or an office. You know, myself personally, when I was in quarantine, and every time we would go to the store, I would buy these little figurines, right? And I would buy frames because, like I said before, episode zero, I'm an artist. So, like, I framed some of my art, I put it up, and it kind of gave my room more life, gave my room more ambience. It gave my room, you know, something in here besides just me and four walls. But I went and bought these little mini figurines, and they have been heaven sent for me. Like, I literally the other day I went to Slackers and I bought this Blanca, and if you know who Blanca is, he's a Street Fighter character. If you don't play fighting games or if you don't play games in general, he's a green man who lived in the jungle, and he shoots electricity out of his body. I just probably lost half of you after just saying that, but that's okay. So yeah, I bought these little figurines, and I mean, I already had little figurines that I got from family members as just little throwaway gifts, like, oh, hey, I know you like weird things. I know you're an artist, here, take this, you know, but I've been buying these little things, and they have kind of really helped lift the mood up in my room. But that's just something I did. You don't have to do that, okay? Another thing you could do is get you a plant. Buy a plant. I know, it's weird. You wouldn't think buying a plant would change anything in your household. But believe it or not, plants, I might have the science stuff all mumble jumble, but plants bring, you know, life to your household. My mother has a bunch of plants, and they do kind of make things seem a little bit more lively. Like there's like a lot of people going, like, you know, like it's a lot of energy going on. Right. So, you know, that's something you can do. Now, I know a lot of people, you may be allergic to a certain plant, or, you know, you may not be a plant person. Got you. Another thing I've been doing, I bought some video games. Video games kind of help with depression. It kind of allows you to escape from the real world, even for, you know, 50, 30 minutes, 24 hours maybe. Heck, even, I'm not going to lie to you, like, sometimes if the game is really that good, I will play all the way up to 12 in the morning and then resume playing the game again the next day after I played it all the way up till the first, you know, the morning, and then I'm going to play it again all the way up to the next day. But health reasons, please don't do that. That is terrible. And do not listen to me. Don't play a game until 12 in the morning. Listen, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not fun. You wake up cranky. You have to go to work. Yeah, don't do it. Just play it for a little while. Play it till like 8 o'clock. Get off. It'll be there tomorrow when you get off work, or when you get home from school, or whenever you're done doing what you're doing. Yeah, that's the, you know, those are some things. Another thing you can do is pick up a new hobby. Have you ever tried knitting? Painting? Well, I guess it'd be crocheting. Painting, you know. Reading a book. I know that was one of them. Now, I didn't really have much to say on the crochet part, but I know I'm bouncing from topic to topic. But, so, the painting part, I can tell you that's something new for me, because I usually didn't paint. I only used markers. And over the quarantine break, I literally just started like using watercolor. Like, I'm not going to lie to you people, I was not a watercolor fan. I was not a watercolor guy until quarantine happened. And I wanted, because one day I was in Dollar Tree, and I'm like looking at the aisles and looking up and down the aisles, and I'm in the art part because I was going to buy me some oven dry clay. So one day I just kind of stopped and I looked. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll take it. So I end up buying this this watercolor set. It already had all the watercolors, and I didn't have to mix anything. And I end up making a really nice art piece. Now, if you would like to see these art pieces, you know, you're more than welcome to follow me on Instagram/crispy_demon is where you can find me. That's where most of my art will be at. That's where I'll probably be at. So if you like hearing my voice, or you want more of me, or you want to see my art, follow me there at Instagram/crispy demon. And if you can't find Crispy Demon, look up Anthony Joestar. You can always find me. You know, I'm always easy. And you'll know you'll find me because my icon literally says, "Do not open, we'll catch fire." I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but I've been told I make some pretty fire art. But anywho, back to what we're talking about. So, you can do a plethora of things. And, I tried painting, and I'm not gonna lie to you, like, I never really liked color, you know, watercolor, but lately I have been trying more art, more mediums. Like, now I'm getting ready to try, the Crayola, air dry clay doh. And, I'm trying to, you know, practice, making stuff with that. You know, this literally, like, this whole quarantine has not been, I mean, it has been bad, but it has been more of a learning experience for me. It's been more of a eye opener, you know. So don't look at this as a bad thing. Now, what was that thing I said? Reading a book. Now, I'm not gonna lie to you all. I'm not a big reader either. I'm not really the biggest reader, but I have been reading some books. Like, I've read, I forgot the name of this book. I think it's called Persephone. But the base of the book is about a young lady who was born during the Iran uprising, and how she just didn't fit in, and how she just, you know, her parents were like, yeah, she's going to be getting killed because she's not following the rules. It's okay for us not to follow the rules because we were part of, you know, this faction, and she's just a little girl. She's only doing what she's been taught. She saw. So I think it's pretty good. I've been trying to find the second part of the book because I had the first one, the red one. The second one is the blue book. So I'm looking for it. But yeah, pick up a book. You can literally right now go to Target, literally Target or Walmart, and they literally have their book section on sale. Because, like, I think all their books, if I remember today and the other day, they had the Mulan book on 20%. And it's not the live action Disney Mulan book. I think it's a rendition of the Mulan book that came out when I was in, because I remember I saw the Mulan book at the book fair when I was very young. I want to say not fifth grade, but around sixth grade, around six or seven. But and for those who don't know what a book fair is just basically a bunch of cool books, like how to draw books, cartoon books. Basically, it's a way to get kids into reading books. They bring a lot of your favorite cartoon characters, and they all have chapter books, novel books, all types of books. But yeah, that's what a book fair is. Just a place where you just spend lots of money if you like books and little trinkets and silly things. But yeah, so I remember seeing that at the book fair. So I think it's just like a rendition of the same story, just with a different cover on it. But yeah, they had that for 20% off, so that's something interesting to read. They also had some other, they had some Goosebumps books on sale. I think, was that at Target or Walmart? I think it was at Target. I'm sorry, it was at Target. So they had those on sale, which I honestly, as a grown adult, I would literally still read a Goosebumps book. If I could find the one I have around here, I would read it right now. I would read it to you on this recording. I would legit read to you on the recording and would not feel bad about it. And we're all gonna have fun and enjoy it. Now, if you don't like Goosebumps books, I'm sorry, your childhood was probably boring, and your parents probably only bought you Frosted Flakes without the frost on them. You had the box with the rooster on it that looked like it was just dry, like it's cock-a-doodle-doo was just really dry, like cock-a-doodle-doo, like it was just all a lot of cock-a-doodle-doos. No, all seriousness, I'm gonna stop insulting. But they had other books. They had, if I remember correctly, they had some mangas at Walmart. They had My Hero Academia, and I know that's like a really cool anime slash manga right now with amongst the young people. Wow, I sounded really old saying that. That's kind of sad. I'm only 24 and I say young people. Yeah. But anywho, so yeah, like they had that. Those books are on sale. All their mangas were on like sale right now for like 30% off. So, this is the time right now to pick up new stuff and read. So if you're a big reader, you want a new book to read, this is the time. This is the absolute time to pick up books, start reading. Another thing you can do that I also research is you can make a, what was it? I'm sorry. I think, was it? Oh, watch movies. Watch movies. That's what it was. Watch movies. If you wanted to, there's some movies I heard that you wanted to see, but COVID-19 happened and messed up all your movie going plans. Well, hey, well, apparently now that I think that, yeah, if I remember correctly, Disney is, now I think they're streaming all their movies now from the theater. Before they put it on theaters, they put it straight directly on Disney Plus. So I mean, and plus, I mean, I understand some people probably don't want to spend money, but don't worry, I got something for y'all. I got something for y'all. So Disney Plus, Hulu. We're not gonna name a certain in. I don't want to say the other one because right now they're in the middle of a controversy for a movie called Cuties. Yeah, so I mean, they're still a nice brand. You know what? I'm gonna say it. Netflix. Netflix, Netflix, Netflix. At first, I was gonna say, I'm not gonna say the N word, but Netflix. I said it. Netflix. Said it again. Netflix. Said it again. But yeah, so Netflix is kind of a brand, but I know right now they're under a really heavy controversy. And if you don't know, let Uncle Anthony get you caught up on everything on the Netflix drama. So Netflix came out with this movie series called Cuties. And let's just say it involves young underage girls twerking. And that wasn't what the movie's supposed to be, but Netflix somehow, somebody in Netflix made it to where it was just totally inappropriate. I'm trying to be PG-13 for you all. I can't say the words I really want to say, but yeah. So yeah, Netflix really got on fire for that. And a lot of people were very unhappy with Netflix. So, but I mean, despite that, you don't have to watch Cuties. Netflix is a good streaming network. I actually watched, what was it? Transformers Siege for Cybertron, which is a pretty good series. I'm not a heavy Transformer fan like I was when I was younger, but this series has kind of, it gives a more realistic tone to the Transformer series. Like, you know, like how we always see the good guys win. Well, in this series, the good guys are kind of like losing. The good guys are actually losing pretty badly. And yeah, depth in this is really permanent. Like, I don't know how to put it, like in a cartoon, it's like if somebody died, they just came right back. Well, in this series, I've literally seen people get holes blasted in them and they don't come back, or they kind of just like rust up and die. They're robots, so I guess that's what they do. Yeah. But yeah, so Netflix, another streaming service, Shudder. Shudder is a streaming service that like hosts nothing but scary movies, and they're pretty good. I was watching Kill Count, and James, I'm going to butcher his name, James Easton, I butcher his name, but he's on YouTube, Kill Count. You guys should watch it. It's a lovely, good series. He kill counts all the movies, all horror movies. But yeah, so, you know, that you can watch Shudder. But let's say you don't have the funds for any of that, right? Right? Okay, let's say right now you penny pitching. You kind of, you know what I'm saying, bread kind of tight right now, you know? And you ain't got the bread to, you know, be spending on, you know, $6 a month on Disney Plus. That's what we got YouTube for. Yeah. Yeah. YouTube. Now, YouTube is another thing you can do during the quarantine. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a big fan of TikTok, but I do like the art stuff that they post, and that the art stuff that people make, the videos of like all these artists on TikTok. And they make these compilations like this art, like these TikTok videos will inspire you. These TikTok videos will make you an artist. This TikTok video will make you famous. Some silly like that. And I like those. I like those videos, even though I don't like TikTok itself. So I think it's just cringe. Just general cringe. Not to offend anybody that does use TikTok, but cringe. Just cringe. Just unnecessary cringe. So, but yeah, you can watch some YouTube videos. YouTube videos, like you can listen to the meditating station. This is one music station I listen to, and usually sometimes they upload videos of like, I think it's like rain, like music being played, chimes and rain, and it is the most peaceful thing you ever listen to. I sometimes use it when I'm drawing something, like if I'm drawing something or I'm I just kind of use it for like background noise, basically. I use it for drawing, I use it for you know, studying, whatever. You know, it just helps me maintain and keep focus. But yeah, you know, there's a plethora of things that you can do that I have given you all today that you can use for your benefit to get through this. So now that we're past that, we talked about things you can do. So we're going to talk about things that I've been doing to kind of get over depression, over quarantine. So one thing that I have been doing is I've been painting a lot. I've been drawing. I've been kind of staying in contact friends here and there. And that's nothing too. You can do stay in contact with friends, but that's, you know, you don't really have to. I also have done a what I like to call a plate cleanser. And basically, with, I might be saying it wrong, but basically, I removed like a lot of negative people. Okay, a lot of negative people away from me. I have removed people who don't have the best intent for me, people who haven't really, who aren't very supportive. They kind of only like have negative energy when they're around. Even if it's virtual, even if it's they're talking to you or calling you, it's always negative. You have to remove those people out of your life, okay? Not saying remove them out of your life, but kind of put them on a back burner. Okay, put them on a back burner. Get them out of there. Get them out of there. Just get them out of there. Get them out. And you should. And one thing that you should always do is remember this: that you know, you if people tell you that you they need that you need them, you don't. Me, and everyone else in the bridge believes that you are a strong enough individual, that you are good enough, and that you are important enough, okay? And it's nothing wrong to want nothing but positive people around you, okay? But, you know, that's just some idea. I did a nice plate cleanser on my Instagram. Like, at first, I had 57 followers, and a lot of them unfollowed me because of some recent events that have happened with the Blackout Tuesday, the Tuesday blackout, and I didn't participate because I had some family issues going on. So from that, everyone that saw that I didn't participate, they unfollowed me. So I was like, okay, that's cool. Big whoop, whatever. So then after that, a couple more people unfollowed me. So that left me with, right now I'm at 23 followers on Instagram. And I'm not sad at all. I'm glad those people removed themselves because it helped me clear my mind and it helped me get a clearer vision of what I need to do and what I need to be pushing and striving for, right? So but yeah, that's one thing I did. I did a plank cleanser. I've been focusing in class a lot. I've been trying to catch up in class. Like right now, like I have a painting assignment that I need to work on. As soon as I get done talking to you guys, I have to go work on that. Hopefully I've completed, at least painted some stuff up and swooshing it up and make it look all fancy and artsy dilty, you know. But yeah, you know, I've been focused on class, I've been, you know, focused on work. I'm, you know, trying to find things to focus on so I don't be depressed, because depression can hit the best of us. And I want you all to know that. I don't want you guys thinking like, oh, he sounds so perfect, like he doesn't get sad, he's so perfect, and he's perfect in every way, and nothing, you know, bad ever happens to him or anything. No, that's fake and false. I'm human just like you. I, you know, I feel, I cry, I, you know, I have feelings too. So, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, oh, Anthony's perfect, oh, Anthony's this, oh, Anthony's that. No, no, no. I am not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I am flawed just like you. But, yeah. So, and yeah, and another thing I've been doing, too, is that I've also been playing a lot more video games. Like, recently, I've been into this game series called Yakuza, right? And Yakuza, basically, is you play as this guy named Kiryu, I can't even say his name. Jesus. Lord have mercy. I can't even say the man's poor name. Mm. But I've been into that series for a while now. It started when I bought this game called Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise. That game was phenomenal. I actually need to beat that game. So when I get done with that, I probably might do my art assignment and then try to go beat that. I also bought that new Dragon Ball Z game called Kakarot. I bought that too. I'm right now at the end of the Cell Saga, so I'm basically about to beat the whole game. But you know, these certain games I recommend, Yakuza, I recommend that. Fortnite, I recommend Fortnite. Believe it or not, I recommend Fortnite, okay? But, I've been doing different things, playing different games, reading different books, like I said earlier. But I am almost out of time. here, okay? And I want to take these last couple of minutes to talk to you. Just you and I, personal level. You know, I know today I cracked some jokes about things. I made fun of you. You made fun of me. But that's fine. That's okay. Because this is a safe space. This is for us to have fun, enjoy each other, and, you know, we talk. Now, I know this is supposed to be a news podcast, and we're going to talk about the news sometimes. We're going to talk about things that have happened. We're going to talk about things that have, we're going to talk about some different things. I almost said we're going to talk about things that hasn't happened, like we're going to go into the future. No, Anthony does not have that type of power. But we're here to have fun, discuss, and learn new things, okay? But most importantly, I want you to know that you are important, you are needed, and people out here love you. There are professionals in the industry that can help you, but you have to remember this. You have to reach out for the help, okay? You cannot, you can't do it all on your own. You can get help. It's okay to receive help. It's okay to reach out for help. Now, I've been your host, Anthony Brown. This is an LC podcast show, the Bridge podcast show. And I hope that you all come back again. I hope that I didn't scare you off today. I hope I didn't scare you off last time with episode 0, because this is technically episode 1. I hate that I said that at the end, but I had to throw that in there. But yeah, I hope I didn't scare you off. I hope that you guys are, you come back. That you literally come back. I want you to come back. I like you. I think you're cool. I hope you think I'm cool, because I think you're cool. And I honestly kind of like talking to you. You just sit there and you listen. You don't judge me. You don't get angry. You don't throw fruit at me. You don't throw bricks at me. I mean, hey, I practically, like I said last time, we're best friends, right? Right? You're not going to answer me, are you? That's cool. That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to answer me. It's cool. But I've been your host, Anthony Brown. If you want more of me right now, and you're listening to the recording, and you want more of me right now, hey, shoot over to Instagram, like I said earlier, at crispy_demon. I'm always there. I haven't posted any art lately, but I'm always there. You will find me there, and you're more than welcome to follow me. You're more than welcome to come by, like a picture, jump in the DMs. Just don't flirt with me, please, because I would hate to have to be very rude to you. No, I'm joking. You can flirt with me. You can send me menacing letters saying I'm at the door, whatever. I will enjoy your company. I've been your host, Anthony Brown, and this is the We'll Get Around to It podcast show. Ciao, kabuki, ciao.